Blog Talk Radio.
Actually, this is a test, but I'm opening with Around the ATL because I plan on doing a show in the very near future. 646-524-479 is the number. We're doing a sound check because last week we've had some technical difficulties where my internet router, and it's preventing me from doing live shows regularly right now. So I had a technical today and you might see fixed. So, we are testing it to find out the best way for me to do that, of course, is to get on the air and talk for a minute. So, I decided to talk some sports for 10 minutes. So, if you're listening, if you saw a post or you're following on Spreaker or Blog Talk Radio, feel free to call in 646-5479 or feel free to listen as I look for sound effects. The game is working, it looks like. So the Hawks will be picking 6 in this year's NBA draft in October. A lot of people are rising. They're about to burn down Atlanta, I guess. Second time it'll be burned down per Civil War, of course. And people are not happy. They really, really. But we got number 6. So you got people saying trade it or trade half the team to get the number 1 pick or trade half the team to get a particular player. And it really makes sense how disheartened everybody is. But you can say it's the nature of the game. I just say it's living in misery. I've been saying it for years. Hawks fans are just never going to let go of Dominique being traded. They're never going to let go of the 61 season. Never going to let go get swept back here. By the same teams, Cleveland Cavaliers. They're never going to forgive all the bad draft picks. They're just never going to let that go. Just keep inside them and, you know. That's how they walk around. They walk around. Imperial Death March from Star Wars. And it's pretty sad. It really is. So, I don't know why everybody, you know, is so terribly sad about this. It's an opportunity to get another good player. maybe a cover guarantee. There's no guarantee that your top pick is going to do well. There's no guarantee that a lower pick is going to do bad. It just isn't. And most people just not understand it, or they won't deal with it. It's just, it's silly. But it's happening.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Worth trades and
what's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. What's that?
So this is, you know, you want your team to make the playoffs, because until they make the playoffs, they don't have a chance to win a championship, and people will be like, well, if you don't get players to get to the championship, it's not either. And that's a fine line to that. It really is. You know, so we're going to see. We're going to find out this season, I believe, what we're really made of as an organization. The thing with it is that we do have an organization. Not on that over the last 4 or 5 years since Wrestler has taken over the team. You know, and I just don't think people appreciate how bad off we really were. For years up until Wrestler. You see what I'm saying? Until Wrestler came in, we didn't really have ownership. We didn't have general management. Regular, good general management, you know. Now we have some good coaches. We've had some good ones come through. The Czar of the Telestrator, of course. Coach Bud, right? Coach Lynn. And coaches come through here, you know, but it hasn't been a lot. And it has great players come through our organization as well, but it hasn't been a lot. And what are the five things that makes your organization successful over time? You have a great owner that wants to have great general management over a period of time. You have to have a good to great coach, good to great players, and you have to be healthy. How many of those things has the amount of experience over a period of time at the same time? Has it been a lot, if at all? So that's where we are now. We're on the verge of maybe having all of those things happen. The verdict's still out on the coaching situation. And health. Just imagine if we hadn't lost all the games we did to health the last two seasons, minus the suspension. I count that as health. It is mid-game. Just think about the first year of Trae Young, if we didn't have all those injuries, all those games missed an injury, don't you know we wouldn't make the playoffs? We lost a lot of games simply because we didn't have enough bodies on the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor, right? So I believe it's not going to be so much of a possible situation. It's going to be a Jeffrey situation. We're trying to figure out what we are going to do next, right? I'm just doing all this test on sound effect, of course.
Is it the shoes?
We will find out. Don't feel like anybody wants to actually call in and talk basketball. I guess they're scared. It always come to the sound. Hey, actually speak my mind. Live radio. And people want to skate different players on our team that are stalwarts and they're really good. All the other teams, fans, other league of the teams, I say, what we have except for Atlanta fans, and that's really sad. And I continue to point towards the interview we have with John Collins around 8 in our year anniversary show, and he said some very important things pointed to the fans of Atlanta, and I really wish that they were really listening. But we might as well go ahead and, you know, I guess just give up. Just go ahead and get that player everybody wanted. We all wanted them.
Bo, baby!
You know, one more little test here. I'm going to see how this sounds. Hopefully everything is working. Because if it is, we might be on the air early this morning.
You are listening to Around the ATL with Chris and Jordan. We'll be right back with more Atlanta Sports Talk.
I'm going to get out of here. Y'all take care. Have a good one. Let's see what the Hawks do later this year. Hey, why you getting the bubble? Wouldn't that be cool? In the meantime, y'all, have a good weekend. Be safe, especially in Atlanta.